The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. And in this podcast, we're actually going to video this and stick it out on YouTube and on the website. And then also it's going to be converted specifically into a podcast. So if you're listening on a podcast, then welcome. If you're watching this on video, then welcome as well. It's great to have you on board. And in this session, what I wanted to talk to you about today was about becoming super motivated and staying super motivated when you're going to hit a slump. Because let's face it, we all hit a slump from time to time. And so this actually forms part of the Mindset and Hustle show. And so if you're watching on video, then welcome. Let me make myself live and then you can see me. There you go. Hi, everybody. How are you doing? So it's great to see you here. So what I'll cover today then is 13 super effective ways to stay motivated. Because let's face it, we all hit a slump from time to time. And it's fairly easy to do. I mean, if you've not got that much going on, or for whatever reason you're doing a project and it's just failing, or technology. Oh, technology. How much does technology drive you insane? Just little things like on Chrome, on my desktop PC, I cannot edit my WordPress website. I have no idea why. It simply won't save. So I have to use Firefox. It took me all day to find that out. Super, super frustrating, okay? And so it's really easy to lose sight and lose objectivity about actually what you should be doing. And it's because we get so frustrated. So the first thing then that we need to do is we've got to really understand what our goals are. So we've got to make our goals really, really super hot. And so what that really means is that we need to start visualizing what our goals are going to be. So if you say, I don't know, let's just say in 10 years time, I want to be living by the beach. Okay. And by the way, that used to be one of my goals. And here we are, we're recording in Spain. And that is currently where I live. We live in a villa by the beach. And so it's a Friday morning, it's 11:44. 10:44 back in the UK. So I'm actually, after we've recorded this, we're going to go and just go for a walk on the beachfront, dip my feet in the water. Awesome. But going back, like, I think it was 7 years ago, more or less, in July, 7 years. So we're in June, so coming up to the 7 year anniversary, I guess. But in that July, I remember writing down my goals and having this idea of about where I was going to live. And where I wanted to live was right next to the beach, which is exactly what we got. We're very fortunate to be able to do that. But actually, is it fortunate, or did we actually just work our backsides off? Well, of course, we had to work in order to get it. You don't just visualize something and you know, a bag of money falls on your head sort of thing. I wish it did work like that. According to The Secret, it does, but it doesn't. You actually got to get off your butt and go out and do some work. So what we did 7 years ago was we actually ended up visualizing the goals. And when we visualize the goals, what that happens is, what happens there is that you're visualizing it, and there's a little thing at the back of your head. And what that little thing does is it makes the thing that you're visualizing, and it puts it into the forefront of your brain. Okay. So let's say you're buying a brand new car. So when I bought a yellow Porsche 911, beautiful, beautiful car. It's going back about 14 years ago now. And God, is it that long? So, we bought this beautiful 911 car. And what happened was, when I bought it, I found everybody else had Porsches. That was weird. Suddenly, before I wanted it, not so many people had Porsches, and after I wanted it, loads of people wanted it. And the reason for that is that this little thing in the back of your head was switched on. And because you're now looking for it, your mind actually sees it all the time. But it deletes, distorts, or generalizes the stuff that you're looking for, or the stuff that you don't want. So anything that you don't want. So for example, if you imagine a blue tree, okay, if you're looking for blue trees, eventually you're going to find a blue tree, as random as a blue tree is. It might be in a children's book, for example, but you'll see it. We've been watching Pokio on TV because Luffy has just turned 18 months, more or less. And there's all sorts of strange colours. We've got a pink elephant, but we've all got all sorts of different things in there. And so because I've mentioned the blue tree, we'll actually start to see a blue tree. Or if you're looking for ways to create wealth, listen to the language. If you're looking for ways to create wealth, then you're going to actually start to create wealth, which is amazing, right? In other words, what you look for is what you get. And so when we make our goals super, super hot, first of all, it switches on this little thing that's in the back of our head, which I can't remember what it's called for some reason. Normally I can, but for today I can't. So it switches it on, and your brain then starts to help you looking for the stuff that will help you move forward to the goal that you've visualized. But this is what's really important, is that you've got to visualize the end result. So imagine you want, let's just say a Porsche 911. You use that as an example. So let's say that's your dream car, and that's the car that you want. So you visualize yourself, even, now there's a couple of ways of doing it. The first way is you're actually sat in the car, and you've got your foot down, and you're holding on to the steering wheel. It's a convertible, like the one I had. Beautiful car, by the way. And you go into a tunnel, and you put your foot down, and then you hear, oh, the engine comes to life, and you hear that growl of the exhaust. It's a beautiful, beautiful sound, especially in a convertible. Best place is a tunnel. So you visualize that, you listen to the sound that it makes, you feel the lever, you can even smell the lever, you feel the vibration of the engine as you put your foot down and begin to accelerate. And so that's one way in which you can begin to visualize. And what you're doing here is that you're making your dreams really vivid, really alive, as though you're truly there, sat inside that car in full technicolor. Okay, so that's one way of doing it. The other way then also is to imagine what your kids would say to you. So let's say not a Porsche, but let's say that your children wanted to go to Florida Disney, okay? And they wanted to go for 2 weeks, and it's a £10,000 holiday, and it's really expensive. But just imagine that you were able to afford that in 5 or 10 years' time, or whatever that happens to be, okay? Just imagine what they would say to you. And then just imagine about how proud you would feel about being able to give your children that opportunity. Or let's say that your children want to go to the college in America, let's say. That's not cheap, is it? But let's say because you've done well in business and property, that you've actually got the money saved up and you can afford to do it. Imagine what your children would say to yourself, And now just imagine also what you would say to yourself. What would that be? What would you say to yourself if you actually achieved what you'd set out to say to yourself? And you have to imagine you're actually there, sat on the beach or in the Porsche or checking the kids into college or whatever that happens to be. Imagine what that would actually feel like, and imagine what you would say to yourself. Now, if you've not done this as an exercise, then the exercise is to literally go and imagine that. Sit down, grab a sheet of paper. That's not a sheet of paper, that's my receipts for my business. But start to write down exactly what your goals are, and then sit back, close your eyes. In fact, all my clients that sign up, they all get, it's called quantum goal setting, and it's a guided imagery with me doing the hypnosis. It's a bunch of NLP that we use. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful way of starting to get the results that you want. Okay, so number two then. The second way of doing this is to actually start breaking down some of these bigger goals into easier, bite-sized, manageable chunks. Now, I normally find that 90-day goals work really well, because you can accomplish all sorts of things in 90 days. You know, if you're 15 stone and your ideal weight is 12 stone, can you lose 3 stone? You know, stone a month is maybe, it's a bit much maybe, it's like 3 or 4 pounds a week. But actually, could you lose a stone in 3 months? Would you feel better if you lost a stone? That's how many pounds in a stone? 12, 14? I forget. 14, right? I forget. 14, we'll call it. So a pound a week over 12 weeks, let's say, is almost a stone. Would you start to feel better? Of course you would. And then in 9 months' time, when you've actually gone through that period, you'd lose the whole 3 stone. You'd look amazing. You'd feel amazing. You can do anything in just 3 months' time, 90 days. And so we take the big, big goal, and then we break it down into manageable bite-sized chunks. So if your goal is to generate, I don't know, 15 new leads every single week, what would be the mechanism that will help you do that? So, for example, that could be creating a podcast show or creating a YouTube channel. Could you create a podcast show in 90 days? Yeah, you could create it in a couple of days if you set your mind to it. And could you create the YouTube channel? Could you populate the YouTube channel and your podcast channel with lots of podcasts and video content? Yes, you could in 90 days. In fact, if you set yourself down and did one per day, you know, you recorded a video like this and then converted the audio to podcast, which is exactly what we're doing on this one. Could you generate 90 pieces of content in that 90-day period? Of course you can. And will that build awareness and credibility, the stuff that we talk about in the business and marketing domination shows that we have? Of course it would. And then can you embed all of that onto your website? And would that then drive more traffic? And you could share it on Facebook. Of course it would. So within those 90 days, you can actually do a whole bunch of different things. But usually what happens is people go, do you know what would be nice? A podcast. That's what would be really nice. I'm going to go do a podcast. And so it just stays there as some sort of dream. And the problem with a dream is that it has no deadline. Whereas a goal is, and I'm sure you've heard this, a goal is a dream with a deadline, right? So it's still a dream, but now you've put a specific date. But if you actually start taking bite-sized manageable tasks now, today, each and every day, you get to where you want to get to. So breaking down that big thing and putting it into 90-day chunks. Now, we've actually got a coaching package. It's 90-day quick start, is what we call it. It's a 3-month, 90 days of coaching. And it's an awesome package. It's on the website. If you want to take a look at that, then you can. It's very affordable. And as we say, if you don't want to spend that small amount of money investing in yourself, then you're going to struggle, right? Because, you know, we've got 4 asset classes. We've got property, obviously. We've got business, obviously. And then we've got things like stocks and shares and gold and that sort of thing. But the last one is you. You're the final asset class. And until you start investing in yourself, then there's no point in investing in these other 3 things that we talked about. So now that's all well and good, okay, breaking it down into bite-sized manageable chunks. But the problem is that at some point we're going to hit a slump, okay? So we're always going to have a slump, whatever that happens to be. And so we've got to have a mechanism in place for dealing with that slump, something that's predetermined, a system that when you hit a slump that you know to implement that system. It's a pre-thought-out system. So that you're feeling great now, then's the time is to write down that system that you know is going to make you feel good, okay? So one of those things that might go into that system is something as crazy as, I don't know, say whitewater rafting. Let's face it, whitewater rafting is enough to get you anybody's adrenaline going. And so this is the point, is when you're in a slump, we need to get you to move a little bit more, because your physiology always precedes psychology, okay? So if, or it can do, it can go the other way around where you feel depressed and then you can't move, okay? But we can get out of a slump by changing our physiology. And a change in physiology will have a change in your psychology. So something like whitewater rafting, like I live near the beach, so going for a walk on the beach. When I go to the supermarket here, I take a little shortcut. It's about 30 seconds, a bit longer, without taking the shortcut. And it takes me onto the beach. And I walk, because I'm in flip-flops, take my flip-flops off, and I walk along the beach with water lapping onto my feet. It's just awesome. It's a great reminder to what we're working towards. And if I feel down and in a slump, it's a definite reminder to not feel in a slump for too much longer. Now, the third thing that you could do there, it's my go-to, system for dealing with a slump is a little bit of MC Hammer. You put on Can't Touch This and dance around your house. It's very difficult to feel down like that, because you just remember that, you know what? Seriously, life's just too short to feel in a slump. I might as well get up, have a bit of fun, have a dance and just crack on with it. So that's a really nice way of doing it. So you've got to have this predetermined system for dealing with a slump. Okay. So the next one is that, you're going to have skill gaps, okay? Now, if you've got skill gaps, and so you're going along and you're happy and you're feeling good, and then you have to do something and you're not quite sure on how to do it. And that's where doubts creep in, your self-talk, that negative self-talk, that can creep in, saying how rubbish you are at everything. And bear in mind, you're not rubbish at everything. You're just rubbish at this one thing. I've done it where we do something technical and it doesn't work, it fails, and I spend all day trying to do it, and then suddenly I say to myself, I'm rubbish at everything. And it's like, it's crazy. I'm not rubbish at everything. I'm just rubbish at this one little thing. So how about if I fill that skill gap? So I'll go pay for some training to complete that skill gap. And then usually, not always, usually I'll be able to get over that one technical thing that I'm struggling with. If I can, I will just pay someone else to do it. Well, what about migrating our website over from my existing WordPress host to another WordPress host? And I'm like, do I really want to be doing this? I don't think so. And even if I've read up on it, I don't really want to do it. It's $150 for someone else to migrate it. Guess what's going to happen? I ain't doing it. We're going to pass it to someone else to migrate, because that's the last thing I want to be doing. And so just identifying that actually I've got this thing to do, but I haven't got the skills with which to do it. Why am I going to go out and learn those skills? I'm only going to do it once, migrate the site, hopefully anyway. So it's not like if I learn those skills, I'll be able to use them again and again. It's not like being able to walk on stage and present to people. That's a skill I will use it again and again. I use it in videos, I use it in podcasts and so on. So you've got to work out, what are the skills gaps? Do you need to plug those gaps, or can you just outsource it and pay someone else to get it done? So we're up to number 5, by the way. We're going through these. So this is 13 super hot ways to stay motivated. So number 5 then is don't get bored. Boredom is the killer of dreams, because unless you've got every single minute allocated to doing something that's going to move you closer to your dreams, you're going to allow an opportunity for something to sneak in. Like social media, it can sneak in, and then suddenly you're on Facebook and then you're looking at videos of cats, as always. I saw one today, a drunken man on a bike trying to cycle a bike, and then you click on that, and then there's another video, so you click on that, and then 15 minutes have gone by. You're like, what on earth? What's going on? And so you get distracted. It's really easy to get distracted, and you get distracted because you're a little bit bored. So you've got to maintain this excitement, and you've got to start doing this exciting stuff. And if you've got boring stuff to do, well, let's face it, we've all got boring stuff. We've got receipts and all sorts of things. We had the car service today. So like that receipt just goes into my pile for receipts, and let the accountant do it. I could actually just do all my receipts, for example, but do you think that might bore that living heck out of me? Of course it will. I'll end up on YouTube looking at stuff about aliens or whatever. Whatever that part of YouTube is for you, we've all got a part of YouTube that we can't help but fall into. 17 mysteries of the universe, or 17 artifacts that are unknown to science, or whatever, right? That's where I seem to end up. I don't know why. I just do. I'm interested in sci-fi, maybe, stuff like that. But you've got to make sure that what you're doing is really exciting to you. And if it's not exciting, God damn it, make it exciting. Find a way to make it exciting. If you're rubbish at working on your own, I work on my own here at the Villa all the time. And you know what? I love working on my own. I love it, right? But sometimes I miss having that company. So sometimes when I go back to the UK, I'll go to a place, maybe a hotel, there's other people working, some friends are working, and I'll go join them and I'll work from there, and it's just a little bit nice. And it means I don't get bored, okay? So you've got to start making it more exciting. So number 6 then. It's really easy to forget about all the wonderful stuff that we've actually achieved. And it's easy to forget about how far we've actually come. So I'll give you an example. We were writing down, me and my wife, we got to June, and we were writing down all the amazing things that had happened to us in that year, okay, so far. And we'd wrote like a list of 14 really amazing stuff. I mean, truly amazing stuff. But there's one thing on there that I'd forgotten about, and I just couldn't remember what it was. And then I remembered what it was, okay? And it was, I put an arrow to my throat while the other person held the back of it. Don't do this unless you're with supervision, by the way. So it can hurt you. So if you don't do it right, it can kill you, right? So don't do it. So that's the warning. So you put the arrow against your throat. You've got to put it against the right part of the throat, otherwise it'll hurt. The other guy puts the end of the arrow on his hand, and then you push forwards and you break the arrow. It's crazy, right? I mean, that's, like, there's people listening to this and you've already done it, and congratulations. It's a really awesome thing to do. It makes you feel great. If you've not done that, I remember once when I was in this family court thing, and it was a parenting thing the judge ordered me to go on. God knows why, because I'm a freaking awesome parent, quite frankly, with all my hypnotherapy skills and NLP skills and Master of Neurological Repatterning and Ericksonian Hypnosis, honestly. Anyway, so I went to this family better parenting thing, and goodness me, the type of people that were at this thing, I really stood out. And they, you know, we're talking about what was it that made you feel really good? What's your achievements? And I was on about me breaking this arrow. People just looked at you like you were crazy, like some crazy cat, you know? And so we actually forgot to write down the fact that we'd broken an arrow with our throats. We'd done a bar bend where you know those rods that you find on building sites? We bent one of those with our throats, me and the wife. That's phenomenal, right? That's pretty amazing stuff. We forgot. And so it's really easy to sort of blame yourself for the fact that you're not as far on as you hoped you were, because none of us are. Branson isn't as far on. Elon Musk isn't as far on as he wanted to be. Like, if I was to mention the number one entrepreneur on the planet right now, I reckon Elon Musk would be it. In one single week, Elon Musk launched an electric car and closed like $4 billion worth of sales in one week. He landed a space rocket on a floating barge, and that was his week, right? That's phenomenal. But even Elon Musk will be going, I'm not as far on as I want it to be, because he has failures. He's had a few rockets blow up and that sort of thing, right? So he's got failures too. But write down the stuff that you've been good at, the stuff that you've succeeded at, because it's that stuff that will make a difference. It's that stuff that will remind you that actually, what, you're not such a schmuck after all. In fact, you're pretty amazing. And when you look at how different your life has been within the last 12 months, and then the last 3 years, and the last 5 years, and the last 7 or 10 years, hopefully your life has moved on, and it should have moved on. Your life should be constantly moving on, okay? But it's really easy to forget about that. So the next thing to do then, number 7, listen to other inspiring videos or podcasts. So, for example, I like Grant Cardone. He's very active. He's very American, shall we say. If you're American listening to this, what I mean by that, and I don't apologize for being very American. I love Americans. But what I mean by that is he's very get up and go, shall we say. Lots of energy, very salesy. Just, I don't know if this is the worldwide view of Americans, but it's one of my views. So, but he's like hyper constantly. And sometimes, you know what, we all need that. We all need this get up and go. Because I see him, he's like 59, I think it is. Sorry, Grant, if you're younger than that, but he's in his 50s, right? And so he's older than I am, and I'm like, he's got all this energy, and where's my energy? I need to get up and get some of his energy. So I might watch Grant Cardone, or I might watch Eric Thomas, the hip-hop preacher. Eric Thomas is awesome. Because he talks a lot of sense, and he's real get up and go as well. So there's lots of different things you can find on YouTube, but be very careful not to get yourself lost in that little bit of YouTube we just talked about, because it's really easy to do. So just allocate 10 minutes per day to finding something that's really inspiring and motivational. And when you find that, download it and stick it on your iPod as well. And so I actually created some hypnosis, some running hypnosis. So when you're out running, all our members get this, by the way, all our coaching clients. So when you're out and running, you can listen to me, and we're doing goal setting actually while you're running, and we're using visualization, soaring like an eagle. That's some really awesome stuff, by the way. If you get an opportunity to find that on the members area, it's under mindset, and it's really awesome stuff. So listen to some inspiring stuff, because it's really hard for us to maintain this level of inspiration 24/7. It's just really difficult. And so then the other thing is, number 8, is to hang out with positive, can-do people. If your environment is one where you go, I'm going to land a space rocket on a floating barge this week, and people go, oh no, that won't work. That's rubbish, that'll never work. You've got no chance. Do you think Elon Musk hangs out with people like that? Of course not. He hangs out with Iron Man, for goodness sake. He has a cameo in Iron Man 2. The bit where he's at the racetrack and he goes up and speaks to Elon. And in fact, it's rumoured that Iron Man, Tony Stark, is supposed to be Elon Musk. So maybe Elon Musk actually secretly has an Iron Man suit. Who the heck knows? But hang out with people who are like-minded, very successful, very positive. Instead of saying, no, that won't work, we'll say to you, that sounds amazing. What can I do to help? What resources can I give you to help? And by the way, you need to be that person for other people when they tell you what their hopes and dreams are. Because if you're not doing that, then you're just you've been just as bad as everybody else. So this is the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. I hope you're enjoying these. I really love the fact that we are getting so many downloads to these podcasts. I mean, last month, we actually downloaded more last month, 31% more last month, which was May, than we did in April. And you know, April was our best ever month. So then we get to May, and we're actually downloading 31% more downloads in May than we did in April. And already it's the 3rd of June, and already we're 10%. In fact, we're more than 10%. We're about 15% to our target. I mean, that's just amazing. We're on the 3rd of June. Multiply that by another 27 days, and you'll see just how how much the podcasts are growing for us. And they're going everywhere. It's amazing. We get some really great reviews. And so if you're giving a review, thank you so much for the review. And thank you for the emails that come in. I really appreciate them. They definitely come through. I love receiving them. And for everybody who's actually given us a recommendation on 5 stars, thank you so, so much. We really appreciate them. They're not easy to do sometimes, coming up with new content all the time, that's good quality content as well, not just rubbish content. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of effort, and it's worth it because we're getting those results, and we know that people listening are getting those results as well. Okay, so number 8 was hang out with positive can-do people. Number 9 was celebrate. You've got to start celebrating your little victories. Even if let's say that you're really depressed, you can't get out of bed, even if you just get your pants on and your shoes. When I say pants, by the way, I don't mean underwear, I mean trousers, right? So don't just go out the house in your pants and shoes and say, Dan said it on a podcast, get me into trouble, but get clothed. But if you manage to put your shoes on and your trousers and your pants, and you get out of the house and you go for a walk, and that's the first time in a week that you've been able to do that. That's an awesome little victory. Go and celebrate. And when we celebrate, go for a massage. If that's what you need, go for a really nice massage. Go for an NLP session. Get some Reiki. Get the earwax things where they set fire to the paper and it pulls out all your earwax. Whatever that happens to be. Is that Hopi ear candles? I don't know. I think it might be. Whatever it is that you need to do to celebrate. Go out for a meal. But don't go out and get drunk. Don't go out. Like, if you're going to go out and get a cigar, then fine, if that's what really does it for you. But don't do something that's unhealthy. So, like, if all you do is smoking lots of cigars, then that's unhealthy generally, right? But if you're going out to celebrate, that's fine. I get it, okay? But don't do something that's unhealthy. So I knew someone who was on a diet and they'd have a good week at a diet. And then as a reward, they'd go and have fish and chips. It's like, well, you just put on the weight that you just lost that week. That's silly. It's just crazy. It doesn't make any sense to me. So you've got to start celebrating. Now, number 10 is to anticipate the bumps before you get there. So this is different than having a system. Okay. It's sort of the same thing. So what happens is that normally you're going along your business and you're all happy. So this was number 4 or number 3, I think it was actually. I have a predetermined system for dealing with a slump. That's all about having a predetermined system for dealing with a slump, right? And then being able to implement that system. But that's different. That's dealing with it once you're in a slump. Okay. This one is about anticipating what are the bumps. So let's say that, for example, you're on a weight loss and your goal is to lose 12 pounds in 12 weeks. A pound a week is doable. I know that because I've done it, right? So, and I didn't have a huge amount to lose. So even without a huge amount to lose, I know you can do that. So, if you can anticipate, so I would say to myself, so what are the problems going to be with me losing a pound a week for 12 weeks? Well, I know what some of those problems are going to be. Donuts. I'm going to miss my donuts. Okay. So then maybe what I need to do is maybe I need to have a look at a recipe for creating something that's donut-like that will satisfy my need for a donut that isn't as bad as a donut, right? Or maybe it's creating pancakes using bananas. I've done that. I've been there and I've done it. It didn't taste like pancakes, I've got to say, but maybe I was doing it wrong. So I was looking at something else instead. But it's about anticipating the bumps before you get there, because you're going to have bumps. If you're going to go out and make £1 million this year, what are the bumps going to be? What are the slumps going to be? It's about anticipating them before you actually get there. Because what's interesting is that when you anticipate, well, I'm going to have a bump in month 3 and it's going to be this, not enough customers, or expanding the business to scale it up because I've got so many leads coming through. Now that you already know what that bump is likely to be, you can actually start anticipating that and start putting in place systems so that by the time you get there, the bump actually doesn't exist because you've looked at it. You've actually worked out what it's going to be. Okay, so that's about anticipating the bump. That was number 10. Number 11 is having a team who know that when you feel down can come and remind you about how amazing you are. Like, my team primarily consists of my wife, right? And I have bumps like everybody else. We go up and down. It's business, right? We have good months. We have bad months. We have great days. We have crap days, just like everybody. But when I have a crap day, my wife is there to cajole me. But you've done this and you've done that. You've done this. And I don't know anybody else who can do that. You fly back to England once every 2 weeks. That's amazing. For 3 years, I don't know anyone else who's done that. And And I forget, right? Because I think, well, that's just normal. And then I realise, actually, I don't know anybody else who flies back to see the kids once every 2 weeks either. It is amazing, okay? So having someone external to remind me of the amazing person that I am is so useful. Now, this is the thing, and I think I'm guilty of this as well to some extent, is that I also need to be the person that reminds them how amazing they are. And it's like, it's really weird. I gave someone a compliment on Facebook about him being an amazing dad. And being an amazing dad, it's really hard work, right? Because it's not a natural thing for dads. Maybe it is for mums, I don't know. But it's not a natural thing. It took me a lot of conscious effort to realise what the work was that I needed to do to be an amazing dad. And so I wrote it down, what I thought would make of the requirements of amazing dad would be. And then I sought out to implement those things so I could become an amazing dad. And now I am an amazing dad. So I sent him a message on Facebook saying, I just love how you are with the kids. I love the pictures that you put on Facebook. So full of love and adventure and excitement. The kids love you. It's clear to see. And I paid him a compliment. And I think as dads, we tend not to pay other dads compliments. And it's a shame. I think it's something that we should do more often. But it's not just giving dads compliments, giving everybody compliments, reminding people about how amazing they are. If someone's gone up and done a talk on stage and we're a little bit nervous, go remind them about how amazing they are. Or if they've got another talk to do on stage and they're really nervous and they really don't want to do it, remind them how good the work giving another talk that they've previously given. Or how amazing a person they are and how they deserve to be on stage. And start giving this out to other people, because then you start to get it back as well. But specifically on this one, number 11, which is to have a team that either recognise when you're down, or you tell them, I'm not feeling so good, I need a little bit, maybe have a code word, right? Help. I don't know what the code word could be. It doesn't have to be as obvious as that. But have a system so that the people who surround you, your network, can come back to you and go, do you know what, dude, you're amazing. I love how you do that, and I love how you do this. Keep going. The world needs what you've got. So building that team is really, really important. All right, number 11, using the basketball, if you're on camera, using the basketball thing for 11, which is a clenched fist and a one, that's 11. So number 11 is to pamper yourself. Remind yourself that you're totally worth it. And we talked about celebrating before, and celebrating is different than pampering, right? So celebrating can be going out with a team and celebrating over a meal or whatever. But pampering is about you, is about going for a walk on the beach, or going for a massage, or going for a hypnotherapy session, or going and spending a day at a spa, or just doing something that's unique to you, going and swimming 30 lengths, or whatever that happens to be, is about pampering you. Because you know what? You're worth it. You're totally worth it. Now, the problem is that people tend not to feel that they're worth it. And the reason why people feel that they're not worth it is because they're too busy looking at the results. And the results that they were hoping for haven't yet come through. And because they haven't come through, they feel really bad. Their self-worth is really low. But look, as long as you're taking the actions. So right now on my Facebook page, the number of likes, we never focused on our Facebook page, right? So we got, at the time of recording this, we've got 255 likes. It's terrible. Bear in mind, we've got 50,000 YouTube views. We've got tens of thousands of podcast downloads, and that's increasing daily. And then we've got on Twitter nearly 14,000 people. And we've got so many people in our mailing list, right? Well, one thing that we never focused on was Facebook likes, because I couldn't see the point of it. Now we've got Facebook Live, it's really important. I'm sort of kicking myself. So I could kick myself and say, oh, you're rubbish because you've only got 255 Facebook likes. But actually, the effort that we're now putting into growing that is starting to pay off. It's slow at first, and the results take some time to come through. But eventually, it's like steering an oil tanker. If I want to turn left and I'm driving a 300-foot-long oil tanker, I don't just turn the steering wheel, and turn left. That's not what happens with an oil tanker. 23 miles back, I've got to work out, I need to turn left in 23 miles, and then I start my turn. Because of the momentum, because of all the mass that oil tanker's got. And so that's what happens when you make a decision to do something. When you make a decision to lose weight, yeah, you might get an easy win to begin with, a couple of pounds lost right at the start. And then eventually what happens is you plateau, because your body's going through some changes. So nothing happens for a few weeks, and you're like, oh, I might as well give up. And it's at that point most people give up, because they're not seeing the changes. And so it's not based on what the results are. It's actually based on what your day-to-day regime or your system, your day-to-day system is. And as long as you're implementing that system, those results are going to come. They're going to eventually hit. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. It might be next month. It might be next year. So the story of the bamboo, I'm sure you've heard this. The guy plants the seed, the bamboo seed. It goes back in a year and there's nothing there. And he thinks, oh no. So he comes back the following year. There's still nothing there. He comes back the following year, to year three now. Still nothing there. Year four, nothing there. And year five, he's like, shall I bother going back? Oh, well, nothing's happened in the last 4 years. What's the point? And some people give up at that point. So he thinks, no, I tell you what, I won't give up. I'll go and have a look and see if my bamboo's growing. And he gets there and then he sees this 50-foot bamboo. He's like, what on earth? Where did that come from? And it's because for the first 4 years, the bamboo was planting its roots. It was putting its roots deep down into the ground. Because in order to be stable, to grow 50 feet in 1 year, which is exactly what happens in your business, you've got to have a firm base. And if a bamboo grew 50 feet in year one with no roots, it would fall over. It wouldn't survive. And so the analogies that I use with the oil tanker and the bamboo, exactly the same for weight loss, for growing your business, for growing Facebook likes, for getting your podcast out there. I mean, it's taken us 12 months to start getting a huge amount of downloads. And we've been really consistent and we weren't consistent to begin with. So this is number 12. It's about pampering yourself and allowing you to just follow the system that you've got that will eventually get you the result. But start to celebrate and not celebrate, but pamper yourself for the smaller victories that you're getting. And start to look after yourself, knowing that you're on the right path. Okay, number 13, there we go. So number 13 is to start to challenge yourself. So this could be, like for me, it's more podcast download. I'm obsessive about how many podcasts have we downloaded this today, for example. Yesterday, which was the 2nd of June, we had more downloads yesterday than at any other point, which is amazing, right? And it takes a lot of work for us to do that. It takes promotion. It's making sure we've got good content podcasts like this one, for example. But start challenging yourself to beat, because you're not in competition with everybody else. I don't know if you know this. Your competitors don't exist. You're only really in competition with yourself. Okay? Because for you, it could be, if you're generating 10 leads a month, challenge yourself. How do you get to 15 or 20 leads per month? Or what about if you go to networking events and you're collecting 40 business cards a month? How could you double that and get 80 business cards a month? Whatever it is that works for you, you've got to start challenging yourself. So if you're swimming 20 lengths and you're on about losing weight, what about if you swam 40 lengths or 80 lengths or 100 lengths? What is it that you need to do to challenge yourself? And maybe find a group of people that you can all challenge each other. Like if you're weightlifting, for example, challenge yourself if you're going 3 times a week to the gym. Challenge yourself to, for Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for a Tuesday and a Thursday to go running or swimming or whatever that happens to be, or cycling. Just put something extra in there and start to challenge yourself. Because if the only competition that you've got is you, and it's this up here, it's your mindset. That's the only competition you've got. You're always going to see people who've got more money than you, all more property, more wealth. On Facebook, they all look like they're living this amazing life. And some of them do, by the way. I hate it when people go, if only your life was as good as it looks on Facebook. Because actually, frankly, it is. Other than the Ryanair fun bus that I have to get. But generally, I love my life on Facebook and off Facebook. It's awesome, right? It's every bit as awesome on Facebook as it is off Facebook. But start to challenge yourself. Get a group of people that you can join and help them challenge yourself. So when one guy's swimming 40 lengths and you're only doing 20, ask him, how are you swimming 40 lengths? And he'll say, well, your technique's slightly wrong. If you do this a bit different and you do that a bit different, then you'll be able to swim a bit further. Oh, can you help me? Yeah, of course I can. And he's going to cajole you into getting towards that challenge. And start challenging yourself and other people and getting yourselves into groups that will help you do that. So, look, they're the 13 super effective ways to stay motivated. And I hope you enjoyed those. I hope that's really useful for you. And I hope you made notes. And if you didn't make notes, I need to go back to the start. Because each one of these will have an effect on your business. They'll have an effect on your body. They'll have an effect on your relationship. And will ultimately have an effect on your success. And will keep you motivated. Will keep you more motivated than ever before. So I hope you've enjoyed this. If you have, then please share the podcast, share the videos, share the web page, whatever it is that you're looking at here. I love doing these. And if you've got any questions, I'd love you to come and ask me them. And I'm here to help you and to serve you guys as much as I can to the best of my ability. And that's what I do each and every day. So my name's Dan Latto. This is the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. And I'd like to say thank you very much and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.